We challenge you to a rumble.
Okay, not that kind of rumble. This kind of rumble.
Rock and roll music made the kids all yell. Jungle music in the bunker. Chuck Berry rings a bell. Oh, whoa.
Aw, yeah. That's Willie Alexander and the Boom Boom Band, winners of the first ever Rock and Roll Rumble, Boston's own Battle of the Bands. And with April upon us, it's again Rumble time. And joining us now to give us his top weekend arts picks, including this year's Rock and Roll Rumble, is David Wildman, an arts writer with bylines in the Boston Herald, the Boston Phoenix, Time Out Boston, among many other esteemed publications. David, thank you so much for being here.
It's a pleasure.
So the Rumble's been around since 1979. Tell us how it works.
Well, the way it works is a number of bands are chosen. They're put on individual nights. Four bands compete, and the winners compete in the final two nights.
So it's like a playoff kind of system.
It's like a playoff, yeah. It's brutal.
All the shows take place at TT the Bears in Cambridge, and I understand that you have been to a few Rumbles yourself.
I've actually been in a few Rumbles.
I may have.
I don't know.
You got your Rumble on.
Yeah, I don't know if I have the record, but I've actually performed in three Rumbles.
I also understand there's like a Rumble curse.
There is a Rumble curse. The bands that actually get somewhere in life are not necessarily the bands that win the Rumble. Tell me if you think any of these guys were winners. Lemonheads.
Evan Dando.
Letters to Cleo.
Mm-hmm.
Morphine. Mission of Burma. The answer is they were all losers.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding.
No way.
And if I give you a list of the winners, tell me if you've heard of any of these people. Down Avenue, The Heretics, Big Catholic Guilt, Blue.
Oh, who could forget? Call the classic songs by Big Catholic Guilt. So those were all winners?
Yes, those were all winners. The band that really broke the curse, you know, much like the Red Sox broke their curse, was the Dresden Dolls. Because they really went on to do something in the world of music.
The Dresden Dolls, whose singer Amanda Palmer we just heard from earlier in the program.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. So I understand you've got some predictions for this weekend's winners.
I do.
Here's a band that you've got your eye on Friday night. Let's listen.
Can't walk ahead. Can't fall back.
So that's the band Do Not Forsake Me, Oh My Darling, playing the song Chimes of Big Ben. What's their story?
Well, their story is that they took the name of the band, and actually the name of that song also, are both names of episodes of The Prisoner from the 60s.
Oh, great
Patrick
show.
Patrick McGoohan.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't get any cooler than that show. So, you know, they come from really, really good, you know, roots as far as conceptually. And then Saturday, I think that Sidewalk Driver is definitely going to take it. Anyone that's seen Sidewalk Driver has been impressed by them. They're an amazing live band.
We've got some Sidewalk Driver. Here's a song called Dancing with Her Friends. Okay, so that's the Rock and Roll Rumble at TT the Bears in Cambridge. David, what's your next pick for this weekend?
My next pick is the Bentwit Cabaret at Club Oberon. And it's basically a celebration of decadence. There's going to be cabaret. There's going to be music. There's going to be crazy dancing. There's going to be underground films. And it's going to be introduced by an 86-year young MC named Mary Dolan, who I don't know anything about, but I'm very curious.
Octogenarians can have fun on a Sunday night. When does this take place?
It takes place Sunday, April 10th, and it's at Club Oberon in Cambridge.
What's your last pick, David?
A gentleman by the name of Stephen Schulzman, who is a writer. He's written a book called The Zombie Autopsies, and he's going to be reading from it at Porter Square Books. But the interesting thing about Stephen Schulman is he's a local guy. He's a professor of psychiatry at Mass General.
Uh-huh.
And so
they get a lot of zombies there at Mass General?
They must. This man is obviously an expert. You know, you kind of wonder what he knows about human behavior.
Well, we've got a synopsis here. The Zombie Autopsies, as Schlossman's first work of zombie fiction, describing the work of neuroscientist Stanley Blum, who is uncovering the true nature of a deadly virus that is turning the world into a rotting mass of flesh-eating ghouls. Wow. I know what I'm reading this weekend. David Wildman, freelance arts writer and Rock and Roll Rumble survivor. Thanks so much.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
And just to tip our hat to Rumble history, let's go out on some music from the 1979 winners, Willie Alexander and the Boom Boom Band.
Across the Massachusetts, Half Moon Beach Dream, just like in a magazine, one that I had never, ever seen before. Ooh, I'm splashed, yeah.
Find more information on our top picks at our website, radioboston.org.
Well, that's it for today, but do tune in tomorrow because on Radio Boston we'll have the great actor F. Murray Abraham. He was Salieri in the 1984 film Amadeus. Now he's back on stage as Shylock in The Merchant of Venice. F. Murray Abraham tomorrow on Radio Boston.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com.
Our show is produced by Jessica Alpert and Dan Mazzi and Jason Breslow. Our interns are Anna Pinkert and Amory Sievertson.
Jeremy Bernfeld is our web producer. Tim Skog is our technical director.
The executive producer of Radio Boston is Mark Navin.
I'm Adam Ragusea in for Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.